part four of this week in workplace efficiency, or efficiency in the workplace. I'll come up with a title, I guarantee it. Less meetings, more action, please. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. That's how that song goes. Remember that? Remember that song by Elvis? And I think it had been done a couple of times since then or before then. And then there was this huge remake. Yep. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. And the conversation is meetings. Let them do their job. Keep the meetings down to once a week if you can. Now, you're going to need those daily briefings. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about those meetings, because eventually meetings become boring. Meetings become just a way of filling time, of doing something, but is anything really truly happening? Unless there's true dialogue occurring and there's people soliciting feedback from everybody and the conversation keeps moving, then meetings are excellent. Meetings are necessary. Meetings are life in this case. But it's when they stop being effective, it's when they stop generating communication, it's when the dialogue ceases and it only becomes just a monologue, top-down monologue, that's where problems begin, that's where problems fester, and that's where problems get out of control. And pretty soon everybody's wondering what happened. So less meetings, more actions. One-on-one meetings, use them as necessary, but don't say, okay, well, every week I'm going to meet with everybody every week on a one-to-one basis, and then Monday morning we're going to have our Monday morning meeting. No, don't do that. That's just taking away from people's work time. That's taking away from really truly addressing what's urgent, what's important, and not having to sit there and watch the calendar, watch the clock, watch what time it is so we can head off to that meeting. No, we don't do that. We want to succeed, we want to do more, and when we do more, it's because we're not meeting as much.